Sister just had another baby. Look at this little bundle of joy.
She's got those nigger lips.
I know. Is Tim still asleep?
I think so.
He sure is one lazy nigger.
Good morning, Mom.
Morning, Dad.
Good morning. You know, Tim, we're having a dinner party tonight. I trust you'll be here.
Oh, I can't. I have my first big date with Jenny Halstead.
Jenny has a date tonight with a nigger boy from school.
What? Oh, God, no.
No, Teddy, that's his name. Timmy Nigger.
Oh, of course.
That nigger. He's a very good athlete and so well-spoken. That family's going places. I mean, we're rich. They're nigger rich.
Oh, bitch.
Morning, niggers.
Why, it's Custard, our colored milk fan.
And it's my favorite family to deliver milk to. The niggers. Something sure smells good. You niggers cooking?
We sure are.
There's some leftover bacon if you'd like some.
Ooh, not for me. I know better than to get between a nigger and their paw. I get my fingers bit. Here you go. I hate to bother you about this, but, well, you didn't pay your bill last week. And I know how forgetful you niggas are when it comes to paying bills.
Golly, Clifton, it slipped my mind. Here you go. Sorry about that.
Oh, nigga, please. Nigga, please. Well, take care, Mr. Edward. I have a hot date with the wife tonight.
All right, take care.
All right, peace, nigga.
Stevenson, party of four. Stevenson, party of four. Table five, please. Bon appetit. Nigger, party of two. Nigger, party of two.
Look at here, Jack. Just because of the color didn't mean we came out here to be disrespected, okay?
We're the nigger family. Oh, hi, Clifton.
Oh, well, hello, little nigger. These are the niggas I was telling you about.
You're the nigga that broke the bottle over Ronnie Ted at the dice game.
No, not that nigga. The nigga from work, the milk route.
Oh, okay. Wait. Have a nice meal.
I bet you'll get the finest table the niggas ever got in this restaurant. Oh, Lord. This
This your host. Before I set fire, I want to give big ups, big shouts to my homeboy, you dig? T-Man, what's the business?
No slacking, no begging, no asking, no fasting. No disrespect to Islam, no imam or pastor. No answers to questions the media's asking. While we fight each other in public in front of these arrogant fascists, they love it. Putting old niggas versus the youngest. Most of our elders failed us. How can they judge us, niggas? There's verbal books published by niggas, produced by niggas, genuine niggas. So I salute my niggas. Not mad cause Eminem said nigga, cause he my nigga, wigger, cracker, friend. We all black within, okay? We all African, okay? Some Africans don't like us, no way. A killing happened in Johannesburg yesterday. Slain artist name, Lucky Dubé. Hijack, some say NAACP, keep us sidetracked, but I don't buy that. I buy Aston Martins, faster cars than NASA cars in. Sparking wild riding, critics eat a dick. Journalists see I'm rich, with this N-word jargon, I'm just starting. Bitch, I'm a nigga, he's a nigga, she's a nigga, we some niggas. Wouldn't you like to be a nigga too? To all my kike niggas, spick niggas, guinea niggas, chink niggas, that's right, y'all my niggas too. I'm a nigga, he's a nigga, she's a nigga, we some niggas. Wouldn't you like to be a nigga too? They like to strangle niggas, blaming niggas, shooting niggas, hanging niggas. Still you wanna be a nigga too? True. wake up in the morning, shake my third leg in the toilet, Uzi on the nightstand. I'm the man you go to war with, not the man you go to war against. Patience, I get you if that means I can't sleep a whole year. I'ma get you, I'ma fish you, not a tisket or a tasket. I put you in the casket with the biscuit or the ratchet, the smoke hibiscus that plants shit trees, advance shit weed. Don't forsake us, you're all a fake bloods like movie maker. I flow tight as tootie braces. Who we hating us? I'll be on the state buses, shackles if my eight bus. Cause y'all some tellers opposite of bankers. I'm the shit for ages. My clique still real QB gangsters. Clique still moving like Freemasons. So if I'm on the float from the law, there's lodges all across the nation. Nas is bred for the plan to hold the grand dragon's head in my hand. Come and get me, here I am. I'm a nigga, he's a nigga, she's a nigga, we some niggas. Wouldn't you like to be a nigga too? To all my kike niggas, spick niggas, guinea niggas, chink niggas, that's right, y'all my niggas too. I'm a nigga, he's a nigga, she's a nigga, we some niggas, wouldn't you like to be a nigga too? They like to strangle niggas, blaming niggas, shooting niggas, hanging niggas, still you wanna be a nigga too?
Testing, testing, mic check, testing. I'm gonna have to get me a new microphone, man. I think I had fucked around and got some motherfucking sodas squirted into the tip of my microphone in the head part, and it's been sounding a little on the shabbity the rabbity side, and I'll probably get up tomorrow morning when I go out shopping and
pick me up a new microphone.
What's happening, people? It's your boy T-Man, formerly known as Trash Man. How y'all doing today? Y'all doing okay? I'm gonna make a podcast. Actually, I got two podcasts to make. This one here isn't going to be as long and severe as the next one. This one here is going to be about some crazy shit I encountered over... Well, actually, both of my podcasts are going to be some internet encounterism, some shit I encountered on the internet. And sometimes I have to sit back and ask myself, boy, they shouldn't have never gave you niggas internet. They shouldn't have never even invented the internet. I wonder what people would be doing today, right now, at this very moment, if we had no internet at all. If it wasn't even in existence, if it wasn't even around, if it wasn't, you know, just anywhere. I wonder what people would be doing today. They probably would be killing each other. They probably would be at home bored, who knows, but I know one goddamn thing. They shouldn't have never gave motherfuckers the internet. That is one invention that should the motherfuckers should have just kept that shit to himself. But then again, a lot of us probably wouldn't be happy. A lot of us probably would be bored to death. Who knows? I know one thing. Life was a little simpler before they invented the internet, man. There was less drama. I keep telling myself over and over. And I shouldn't have to tell myself this but one time. I'm not getting involved in no more internet drama. And trust me, that shit lasts like maybe 2 weeks. And every time I turn around, I somehow always get pulled right on in to some goddamn drama. Now, this particular podcast isn't about me getting caught up in no drama. This is about me coming in encounter with a particular person. I don't even know who this chick was. Let me go ahead on and start it off like, okay. Earlier today, you probably are looking at a picture above this podcast. It's entitled, I guess I'm going to entitle it Niggas. And the picture is a screenshot. I don't want people to say, oh, you're making this stuff up. No, 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 no. I don't make this shit up. Not new. I don't make none of this shit up, actually. This is why I went ahead and got the screenshot. What you're looking at is the mentions box, which is the inbox of my Twitter page. I'm telling you, boy, Twitter is really, you know, I go to Twitter and I only go there just to drop some spam, do a little tiny little blogging, and then I leave. Okay, earlier today I was on Twitter, as you can see, and there it is right here. It says trash on Twitter. I even circled the little conversation, the little comment that the chick, you know, wrote to me. Earlier today, I was speaking of a particular dude. I was blogging about it on Twitter, about this dude that was cyber stalking me, and I thought it was kind of funny. I just happened to mention the word nigger, you know, nigger. Now, I happened to check my mentions box. I don't normally go all into Twitter like that. I just like to leave what I gotta say inside the what's happening box and I keep it moving. As you can see, I ain't got but 26 followers. I figured the less people following me, the less drama, which I thought. No. I got 26 motherfuckers following me, which is nothing compared to what a whole bunch of other people have. I don't care if I only had one. I wouldn't care if I had nobody following me. It really just doesn't make me or break me. It's only Twitter. No, seriously. It's shit isn't like that serious at all. You know, it's just a little free site where you make your little free room or your free page, and you just, it's like a little blogging page, and you just sit there and blog. You know, you don't have to say shit to anybody. As you can see, I'm only following two people. My boy Fat Mac over there, Mac City Freaks, and Habib, and that's about it. I don't even follow my own wife because it seems that she has a lot of, she's into the internet drama, you know, thingy, and I can't get down with all of that. I'm just not my thing, you know what I'm saying? It's just not, you know, I come there to network and drop a little blog and a little spam, and, you know, I keep it moving. Anyway, I happen to be blogging to myself. Mind you, I don't know any of these people who follow me. The little 26 people, I don't have a single clue who this chick, she's one of them. Her name is Lovely Thugstar. I think that's what she's trying to say, Thugstar. And I happen to, maybe she just happened to see something I typed up earlier that day, and it had the word nigger in it. So she took, you know, like, what, 2-3 minutes out of her life to type me back a message saying, trash on Twitch, can you please stop being so inconsiderate and using the word nigger? I hate that fucking word. And I'm saying to myself, oh boy, here we go. I look at the picture. I click on the chick's picture, which actually leads to her own Twitter page. Because I wanted to make sure that at least if this is somebody telling me that I can't use the word nigger, a grown ass man, I wanted to at least make sure that the chick was at least, you know, black. But nah, she was a white girl. So, yeah. Here's some weird ass shit. This chick here is a white, just as white and pure white as driven snow, and she took it upon herself to tell me to be considerate and stop being so inconsiderate, and don't use the word nigger. Okay, I have a problem with this whole entire little request. First off, like I said, I don't have a single clue who this chick is. I don't have a clue. We never met. We never dated. We never talked before. I don't chitty-chat or interact with any of my followers. How they become my followers is just beyond the fuck out of me. I don't know. I only had this little Twitter page for 2 days, and all of a sudden I got 26. So I can only assume that they found me on their own by surfing Twitter. They just decided to up and follow me, or they probably came in through my porn site, the trashmangirls.net, or my blog. I don't know. I don't even care to even ask. It's just not that serious. It's not that important. So yeah, homegirl took the time out of her life to write me a little instant request. Can you please stop being so inconsiderate? She has a problem. Here's a white girl that has a problem with a black man using the word nigga on the internet. Problem number one is, like I said before, I don't know you, so you are a complete stranger to me. Problem number two is, you're white. I'm baffled. When did the word nigga ever become an offense to a white man or a white woman? Problem number three is, this is the internet. Am I not free to say what I want to say? I'm not even say, am I not free to type what I want to type? Am I missing something here? No, really. Am I actually missing something? I had no idea that I needed permission to actually type something. I got to be on my tippy toes. I got a white girl on the internet telling a black man, could he please stop using the word nigga because she hates it? And it just came across my mind. Something came across my mind. I had to type back to her. I had to respond back to her. I had to say, you know, you can always, like, log the fuck off. You don't even have to follow me no more. You can just keep it moving, bounce or something. You know, I'm just trying to figure out, why do people take the time out of their lives to, you know, request or respond to the most simplest shit, the most pettiest shit. Shit that, you know, like, this ain't even a problem. And this shouldn't even be a problem to her. But it's the matter of the fact that she's a white girl. I expect the old motherfucking lazy, ain't got nothing else to do ass nigga bitch to sit at home and, you know, worry about, you know, who doing what on the internet. You gotta be, who the fuck is this? Y'all have to forgive me, that's my house phone ringing. But yeah, man, I got motherfucking, shit. I just got rid of all the nigga drama. I, you know, steered away from all of the black nigga drama that was going on the internet. I didn't want to get involved in a whole lot of nigga drama. This is why I choose not to link up with my wife, because like I say, she loves that type of shit. I guess it's entertainment for her, but to me, I'm just there for a whole other reason, so it's not my kick. So like I said in the earlier podcast before, my wife, if you want to, if she feels a need to get on the internet and have these internet beef battles and whatnot, and, you know, hey, that's on you. Enjoy. You know, this is just your world. I don't involve myself. So I refuse to get caught up in the middle of some type of internet argument with the little white girl. What was her name again? Oh, I closed the page with Miss Lady Thuggish or whatever she was. But yeah, man, she decided to tell me that she didn't like the fact that I used the word nigga, especially on the internet. And I'm saying to myself, damn, all she gotta do is basically mind her business and keep it moving, you know. You know, if you feel that way about it. And like I say, it's no drama.
But I actually sent the message back to her. I responded to her and I asked her, I'm like, you are aware that you're a white girl, right? And you know, I'm sure your mama, your daddy, they both white. They have used the word nigger many of times and still are using the word nigger. Your grandmama, you know, I had to ask this white girl, how can you expect for me, the black man, to stop using the word nigger when your mama, your daddy, and your great grandmama and your great granddaddy are the one that gave me that word as a birthday present? It took about 5 minutes to answer that. I guess she had to think of some shit to say and come back at me. And she came back at me. She was like, listen, I know my mother's ignorant, but I still, you don't have to tell me that my mother is ignorant. The white girl kept responding back to me with the definition of a nigga, what a nigga is, and it means ignorant, rude, disrespectful. So I said, well, you know, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right. I can't argue with you on that one. You know, the word nigga does, you know, defy the meaning of an ignorant person and, you know, probably stupid and whatnot. But you just told me also that your mom and your dad still uses these words. So I figure if there's a problem, or if you have a problem with the word nigga, shouldn't the problems start? You should start solving the problem right there at home where you are. You should, like, you know, really talk to your mama, talk to your daddy, tell your granddaddy that, you know, how you feel. You know what I'm saying? You stepping out of your boundaries. You know, you have not yet went to your own mother and confronted her, or your daddy, or your grandfather, and you haven't confronted any of your family members about using the word nigger. But you took the time to get on the internet to confront a black man that lives way on the other side of Bum West motherfucker about him using the, you know, a word that was given and brought down and given to me as a birthday present by your own people. I couldn't understand it. I just couldn't understand. Now, I could have went on and on and on and on and on, but I had chose to just, after 20 minutes of going back and forth with this one chick, which I can handle because it was only one chick, and it's not like we were cursing each other out and, you know, we wasn't arguing. It's just that we were playing mind wits. I was serious and she was serious. I said, well, I'm just trying to get to the root of her problem, and she felt that it was wrong for a black man to even use the word nigger. Now, this is a white woman, but yet and still, she got the nerve to tell me that people in her family use it all the time, and I'm sure that right now, to this day, she probably have not said one single word or confronted her family members about using it. Why? I asked her why. After I asked her that, she just went blank. She just disappeared. I'm like, whoa, did I say something wrong? I'm like, you know, little Becky, little white girl, did I say something wrong? I can't understand it. Now, I'm not gonna sit here and say the girl was wrong and what she was saying and everything was wrong. But she was right. Maybe I shouldn't use the word. But when I'm on the internet, I'm in my own world. I feel that I have the right to do and say the things that I want to say. See, here's the thing. I got a problem with people. People on the internet feel that they come to the internet that they have to be pleased and satisfied. For some reason, lots of people feel that other people are to satisfy them or to please them personally. It is not my job or my obligation or my duty to please anybody. Remember, let us not forget, I don't know this chick from a can of paint. If I feel that I want to say the word nigga 900 times, then so be it. Last time I checked, this was a free country. You know, if she doesn't, this is the way I felt and this is what I told her. If you feel that strongly about me using the word nigger, why are you even wasting the time out of your life to even confront me with that shit? Shouldn't you be, like, in the motherfucking house trying to confront your mama and your daddy and all of them about that shit, which you have not? And if, you know, why even bother, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Why bother and waste your precious time worrying and letting that shit upset you? And I just did a podcast about this shit. How people get upset and burnt up and heated and they ready to just, they get aggravated over words on a PC screen. It, you know, it amazes the fuck out of me, man. It's very scary. And, you know, I can never understand it. How do you get upset? I guess maybe I'm just built different because there ain't nothing that you can say or do or type that would make me go, you know, I lose my mind behind it. Now, I have seen people type up stuff on the internet and it became questionable. Yeah, I mean, you know, if I felt, you know, inquisitively to ask you about something that you done, you know, because, you know, I'm just curious, you know, but I'm never going to get upset about the shit, you know, and this is the type of shit I'm talking about. This chick right here really got really kind of teed off. You know, I should go get the rest of the conversation because she really was getting teed off. She was getting quite pissed at me because I was not trying to hear none of that shit. You know, I was just like, why, you know, I can't even believe we actually spent like 15 minutes going back and forth, you know. Like I said, that's why I keep saying I keep getting pulled in. I could have just easily been an asshole to say, fuck you, white bitch. Don't tell me shit. I don't even know you. Unfollow yourself from me. Get the fuck, you know, stop following me. And I could have been one of those assholes, but I didn't. I was just kind of curious why. How does a white woman become offended by a black man saying the word nigga? Now, I didn't call her a nigga. I was blogging and minding my own business, talking about somebody way in California. And, you know, I was just blogging to myself. I don't know who this chick is. She just jumped out there she just came out of nowhere and just asked me to please stop saying the word nigga. And, you know, I'm trying to tell her in a nice manner, this is my blog. I can blog whatever the fuck I want to blog, you know. But it's just the whole scenario of how it played out. It's like, okay, I never really met a white person ever that was bothered by the word nigger or was bothered by anybody actually using the word nigger. I didn't even know where to begin. I never knew where to begin. You know, I mean, to my mind, I'm looking at it on a white man's perspective. Let's just say I'm a white man and I see a group of black people where I heard a black person say the word nigger. I'm not gonna motherfucking get, you know what I'm saying, uptight about this shit. I don't care. How would a black man who says the word nigger hurt my feelings or just bother me? How would that bother me? Like I say, you know, maybe I'm built from a different cloth, man. Maybe I just, that's just the way I grew up, man. Nothing really bothers me. Not to the extreme to where I have to go, you know, berserk and bizarro. And to me, shit like that is petty. How many times have white people used the word nigger? I have never been bothered by a white man or a white woman using the word nigga. It has never bothered me. I mean, it depends now if they said it in a derogatory way. Even if a white, let's just say a white chick called me a nigga. Shit, I'm not gonna motherfucking, all you doing, lady, is you striking the match so that I can go ahead on to burn you. and, you know, I have no problem burning you whatsoever. I figured, well, you know, you got the gasoline, and I'm the fire, and you feel like you want to throw gas on me, so, shit, I ain't got no other choice but to burn you. That's it. I'm not burning you because you called me a nigga. I'm burning you because you walking around with gasoline, and you coming too close. I'm burning you because that's my job to do. That's what I'm supposed to do, burn you. Just like you thought it was your job to call me a nigga with your can of gasoline, then I have a job too. Everybody has a position in life, and I'm going to play my position. I'm not going to get upset. Don't take it personal if I bust you upside your head. Don't take it personal if I fuck you up. Not because you called me nigga, but because you came out of your mouth and you ain't had no other, you know, there was no real reason to call, you know, to come out of your mouth. You got to really, really, really do some wild ass, stupid, fucked up shit to tick me off, to make me want to go haywire. Other than that, I mainly just laugh at motherfuckers. I don't know how many times I done heard motherfuckers, you know, just constantly talk shit and about me, and it just, I'm not fazed, you know, I'm not fazed. Minor shit, a lot of things people do in life is just, to me, I classify as minor, you know, just shit. I guess because me being from New York, it takes a lot to impress me. It takes a lot to impress me. So what if a whole bunch of white people running around calling black people niggas, I won't even lift an eyebrow, but like, whatever, you know, it just doesn't bother me. It doesn't sit with me. I don't see it. I don't get it. I can't be moved. I can't be touched. You know, I cannot be touched. I just don't know, you know, what to do. You know, I can't do nothing but just laugh, you know, so I was just puzzled how this white chick is upset. I'm going to post up the rest of the conversation. The conversation was like at least a good 10-15 minutes, man. And I was just trying to put the puzzle together, you know, like, okay, whoa, you're a white bitch. I said the word nigger, I'm black. Why is that bothering you, you know? I could see if she was a black chick. And she's one of those uppity black chicks that's just tired of black men using the word nigger. And she asked me in a nice manner. I can respect that more coming from a black woman, because she's probably tired of being called that, or probably tired of hearing the word, or, you know, I just don't seem to get it. You know, it's just, the whole thing is just completely dumbfounded for me. I'm just, ugh, maybe I need to just stay off Twitter completely, give Twitter a break or something. And, you know, and it's so sad because I come to Twitter, you know, like every now and then. I'm not on that bitch from morning to night, I go on there, do what I gotta do, and then I'm gone for the rest of the day, or maybe sometimes one time a day, and that's it. We're talking an hour, maybe less than. Shit, I don't remember even me sitting on Twitter for an hour. That's too long, because there's not that much excitement over there at all. You blog and you keep it moving. You can only blog a certain amount of words and you keep it moving. Other than that, man, it's like every time I go over there, I get pulled into some type of weird, strange Twitter abyss, you know. It's like, wow, where did these weirdos come from? And speaking of weirdos, man, you all are going to fucking fall out about my next podcast. I have encountered some more real weird shit. I mean, and this is some, we're not even going to talk about it on this segment, but the next podcast. But yeah, let's play some music and let's see if we can figure out why this particular white girl, or many other white girls that's just like her, have a problem with a black man using the word nigga. Let's just see if we can figure this shit out, if you feel like even being bothered with that shit. This is your boy T-Man. Don't forget to check out my podcasts. over at trashypod.wordpress.com, and you can check it out on chroniccast.blogspot.com. You gotta excuse me, I'm just waking up, so I'm about to go run downstairs and go get me some tea and probably grab me some cookies or whatnot. So I'll be right back. Get up off my fat ass.
When we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of us, children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spirit. We at last, we at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
About them lights and cameras, getting it on and getting mine, getting the shit they glamorize, looking for some blessings in disguise, like this camouflage. Never had expected I'd be the greatest man alive, cause I come from Philly where his ambulance is standing by. People sick of screaming at the sky, extend the hand of God. I ask myself, what kind of man am I? And a person in the mirror replied, a cannon that was canonized. I should be royal like the tanning primes. Instead I'm so hard to analyze, I can't apologize. And you can only pass judgment if you qualify. Stand strong till they call my numbers. I ain't gotta hide. Mama died, closed casket, couldn't show a face. That left a hurt in my heart that'll never be erased. They try to tell me be strong, she's in a better place. That's why the tracks of my tears so easy to trace. Running like the interstate. My brother had to rock handcuffs at the wake so they could avoid a prison break. They tell me love and hate's give and take. If I ain't know how to decision make, I probably have a different fate. Not that religious, but I'm begging for forgiveness for some foul business I did in the past with no witness. And I'm wishing I could watch it from my hands like a sickness. This is real life, very different than the motion pictures.
Around some of his friends and family members who start making racist comments as if I'm not there or if I'm not black. And my husband ignores those comments and it hurts my feelings. And he just acts like
he's... Oh, can you give me an example of a racist comment? Because sometimes people are hypersensitive. So tell me give me two good examples of racist comments.
Okay, last night, good example. We had a neighbor come over. And this neighbor, every time he comes over, it's always a black comment. It's, oh, well, how do you black people like doing this? And do black people really like doing that? And for a long time, I would ignore it. But last night, I got to the point
where... I don't think that's racist.
Well, the stereotype...
I don't think that's racist. No, I think that... No. I think that's... Well, listen. Without giving much thought, a lot of blacks voted for Obama simply because he was half black. Didn't matter what he was going to do in office, it was a black thing. You got to know that. That's not a surprise. Not everything that somebody says. We had friends over the other day, got about 35 people here, the guys who were going to start playing basketball. I was going to go out and play basketball. My bodyguard and my dear friend is a black man. And I said, white men can't jump. I want you on my team. That was racist? That was funny.
How about the N-word, though? The N-word's been thrown around.
Black guys use it all the time. Turn on HBO, listen to a black comic, and all you hear is nigger, nigger, nigger. I don't get it. If anybody without enough melanin says it, it's a horrible thing. But when black people say it, it's affectionate. It's very confusing. Don't hang up.
I have to be honest with you. But my point is, race relations...
Oh, then I guess you don't watch HBO or listen to any black comedians.
But that doesn't make it right. I mean, race is a...
My dear, the point I'm trying to make...
...to another level that's unacceptable.
Yeah, we got a black man as president, and we have more complaining about racism than ever. I mean, I think that's hilarious.
But I think, honestly, because there's more white people afraid of a black man taking over the nation.
They're afraid.
They want to be honest about it.
Dear, they voted him in. Only 12% of the population's black. Whites voted him in.
It was the younger generation that did it. It wasn't the older white people who did it.
Okay. All right. Chip on your shoulder. I can't do much about that. Yeah, I think you have too much sensitivity and not enough sense of humor. Well, it depends how it's said.
Is it okay to say that word? Is it ever okay?
It depends how it's said. Black guys talking to each other seem to think it's okay.
But you're not black. They're not black.
I see. So a word is restricted to race. Got it. Can't do much about that.
I can't believe someone like you is on the radio spewing out the nigger word, and I hope everybody...
I didn't spew out the nigger word.
Nigger, nigger.
Right. I said that's what you hear.
Heard it.
Yes, they did.
I hope everybody heard it.
They did, and I'll say it again. Nigger, nigger, nigger is what you hear on HBO. Why don't you let me finish a sentence?
Okay.
Don't take things out of context. Don't double NAACP me. Leave them in context.
Means, and I know it came from a white person, and I know the white person made it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Can't have this argument. You know what? If you're that hypersensitive about color and don't have a sense of humor, don't marry out of your race. If you're going to marry out of your race, people are going to say, okay, what do blacks think? What do whites think? What do Jews think? What do Catholics think? Of course there isn't a one think, per se, but in general, there's think. And what I just heard from Jade is a lot of what I hear from black think. And it's really distressing and disturbing. And to put it in its context, she said the N-word, and I said on HBO, listening to black comics, you hear nigger, nigger, nigger. I didn't call anybody a nigger. Nice try, Jade. Actually, sucky try. Need a sense of humor. Sense of humor. And answer the question. When somebody says, what do blacks think? Say, this is what I think. This is what I read that if you take a poll, the majority of blacks think this. Answer the question and discuss the issue. Like, we can't discuss anything without saying there's isms. We have to be able to discuss these things. We're people. Goodness gracious me. Hypersensitivity. Okay. Which is being bred by black activists. I really thought that once we had a black president, the attempt to demonize whites hating blacks would stop. But it seems to have grown. And I don't get it. Yes, I do. It's all about power. I do get it. It's all about power. And that's sad. Because what should be in power is not power, but righteousness.
Yeah. It's nothing crazy. This one has some fun. Yeah. This right here is for the producers. I do this because I love it, man. It's just a sample. Let's see if I can paint a picture for you right quick. Got a little kick drum playing. Y'all finish it for me. Gotta use your imagination now. Imagine I was broke right now, saying damn, where my friends go? Cat burglar style, I'm coming through your window. Bitch, I'm so focused, nigga, I'm so focused. Slim chance, I'ma go back to killing roaches. Be quiet, you can hear the rats in the wall. Make you wanna pump crack till you stack racks. The dope bring the dough in, Sean's sister she hoeing. Like Brenda with her baby, she's 6 months, she's showing. For 50 she'll suck that, for a buck you can fuck that. You think she nasty, but niggas is nasty. Dice game, shake them up, praying for six. The wolves out, they hungry, they looking for a lick. Sundown, the sun up, they looking for a come up. 10:30 in progress, writing your projects, they boosting. You like Gucci, they got it, spot it. And every other high-end product, I'll put you on. My man's man got a credit card scan, come through later, I'ma plug you in, fam. Niggas pissed on the staircase in the elevator. Now I'm pissed, cause I'm starting to smell like piss. Play him a little man, get brave. I tell you what he doing, he bag up for days till cocaine in his urine. His mama got bills, he avoiding the eviction. He play lookout and warn niggas when the dicks come. He can say I'm ghetto, ghetto, like a motherfucker. Pack heat, heavy metal, like a motherfucker. You can say I'm ghetto, ghetto, like a motherfucker. Pack heat, heavy metal, like a motherfucker. You can say I'm ghetto, ghetto, like a motherfucker. Pack heat, heavy metal, like a motherfucker. You can say I'm ghetto, ghetto, like a motherfucker. Pack heat, heavy metal, like a motherfucker. Mikey put foot to a bitch ass on some pimp shit. 10 hoes, 10 G's a night, niggas getting rich. Any nigga get out of line, I got him. South side across my back, I'm from the bottom. All a nigga need is a block and a connect, and a box of 9mm's to load in the tech. That B4 gravy, a nigga half crazy. You pull it, better bang it, cause niggas will bring it. That kush moving faster than crack, nigga, it's burning. Now move a couple pounds of that, now you're earning. Stack paper on every flip, get the whip. Get a new bitch and forget the one you with. She said she could do bad all by her damn self. Nigga, let her do bad all by her damn self. A bitch will tell when the pigs come. Won't even try to make bail when the pigs come. Just let her do her own thing. You can say I'm ghetto, ghetto, like a motherfucker. Pack heat, heavy metal, like a motherfucker. You can say I'm ghetto, ghetto, like a motherfucker. Pack heat, heavy metal, like a motherfucker. You can say I'm ghetto, ghetto, like a motherfucker. Pack heat, heavy metal, like a motherfucker. You can say I'm ghetto, ghetto, like a motherfucker. Pack heat, heavy metal, like a motherfucker.
That you still blind, left behind to design the rhythm of time. I got so many dimes in my pocket, I feel like a rocket trying to touch the sun. I can't get none. I'm just forced to sit back and have a little fun with my niggas. Is it okay?
Or before I say is it okay, why is it okay?
For the black men to keep calling each other niggas. Why? My nigga this, my nigga that, my nigga that's, my nigga this, my nigga that. Why is it so okay? Why do we as black accept another black man calling us out our name, niggas? Why? How come we don't motherfucking put our chests in the air and get all motherfucking ready to fight and kill and sword fighting? But take this. The minute the goddamn white people say nigga, we so quick to just grab the pistol, grab the baseball bats, fight, attack, whoop ass, kick ass. We so quick to just jump on the white boy and the white people, they say nigga, but we don't do shit when our own people call us nigga. I'm just saying, how does this play out? How come it's okay for a black man to call another black man nigga?
But the minute that shit slips out of a motherfucking white man's mouth, we ready to bust him in his shit. Drop him like a bad habit. I never heard a black man tell another black man, please don't call me nigga. Okay, is it okay if I say my nigga? Oh yes, then my nigga's okay. But just don't call me nigga. I never heard a black man complain about being called a nigga by another black man. Where exactly did that word come from? My father, before he died, he was a Mason. He used to tell me stories about the Masonic family and how the Jews were actually the first people on earth to be called niggers before blacks. I'm trying to figure out how did that work, because I know back in the slavery days, white men used to call black slaves niggers, but there were no Jews out in the cotton field fucking up or picking cotton or nothing. So who was calling the Jews slaves or calling them nigger? Who would? Well, I don't know. It's just so weird, you know. It's so weird. Nigga. I don't really see nothing wrong with it. I personally just don't see anything wrong with, you know, because it's to me, it's just a fucking word. And it can either make you or break you, and I choose the latter. You know, ain't no motherfucking word gonna break me, so I don't understand how the hell, you know, it becomes offensive at all. Okay, so what? The white boy called me a nigga. Now, what am I supposed to do? Go to the local gun store, get a gun, and come back and start killing a bunch of white people? Wouldn't it be easier and a lot cheaper if I could just say, fuck you, cracker? Like, no, really. Wouldn't it just be simpler if I just said, okay, I'll take that nigga where you just said, all right. So, wouldn't it be a lot simpler? I don't know. People are just so goddamn touchy. People just let anything bother them these days, you know? It's just don't make any sense no more. Nothing makes any sense no more. Life is just totally, life ain't even life no more. Everything is just synthetic, you know? Everything is just, everybody's just whining and crying over the simplest, smallest shit, such as words. Words. So what? He called you a nigga. So what? Would you feel better if a Chinese man called a black man a nigga? I have seen that shit. Now that right there is something to make your eyebrows go, wonder where he learned that shit from. No, really. I have actually seen the Arab people and, you know, actually talk shit to black people, call them niggers, and I have actually seen, you know, people outside of, you know, not non-white people, just other races, call black people niggers. It seems like the word nigger is, you know, it's like a sport, you know, it's like a little habit, you know, everybody got a habit, you know, everybody. Shit, I've seen so many people, you know, just, I've seen so many people who were not white use the word nigger, but nobody is attacking the Indian, nobody is attacking nobody, everybody's just completely just, I don't know, man, everybody just soft, everybody just soft. Grow up. Who gives a fuck? It's just a word. You know what I'm saying? Nigga. That's it. I could say it 100 times. The world will keep turning when I'm finished talking. Nobody's gonna die. Nobody's gonna come after me with the guns and the blazing weapons. And you know, the white man could say it 100 times. 9 times out of 10, nobody won't say nothing. You know, I mean, if I call you a nigga, I'm not talking about your mother. I'm not trying to insult you or insult a family member. I was just speaking. It's just a word. It's just a figure of speech. I don't mean no harm. I'm sorry. Don't go crying and shit. You ain't got to call the police. I apologize. I'm sorry. Don't get upset. Damn, I'm sure you've been called far more worse things than that. Do you let this nigga word bother you? Are you serious? Okay, I tell you what. I'll never use the word nigger ever, 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 ever again. From now on, I'll replace the word nigger for, let me see, motherfucker. Like the girl on Twitter. She says, I fucking hate that word. I text her back or sent, you know, I responded back to her and say, well, let me get this right. You actually hate the word nigger, but you don't have a problem with the word fucking. You know, like, you're talking about a hypocrite. This chick was really, that's what sparked the fuse right there. That's what sparked it right there, because she's cursing, using other profane words, but the word nigger was like, ooh, it's like showing a vampire a cross. She just couldn't take it. But she can use motherfucker, fucker, asshole, shit. She can curse her ass off, but just don't say the word nigger. Oh no, I am offended. But you're white. How the hell is the word nigga ever offend a white person? Are you serious? Hello? You need to go and maybe you need to go to one of them Klan meetings that your mama go to every Saturday and sit back and learn something, because you are a disgrace to your white race. Remember, if it ain't right, if it ain't white, it ain't right. Man, I don't know. It's just, I can't even blame the internet. I just blame people in general. Just sometimes I feel like I just wish I don't wake up one more. You know, like, you feel like, you ever felt that way? You felt like you just, you're surrounded by so much bullshit that you just wish one day I could just not wake up ever. You know, just, it's time to die. Let me go. All right, I had fun here on Earth. All right, gotta go. Trust me, I won't miss none of y'all. That's some real talk. When I die and leave this Earth, I will not miss none of you motherfuckers. Don't even bury me. Okay? Cremate me so I won't be stinking somewhere, if you even got time for that. Feed me to the hogs, nigga. I will not miss none of you motherfuckers. Real talk. Keep it moving. And I better not. I believe in reincarnation. And I better not. I swear before whatever God it is, or whoever it is, I better not return back to this motherfucker. Because if I do, I'm going to become a serial killer. And I'm killing everything that comes in arm reach. I better not return back to this motherfucking planet Earth no more. Send me to Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, somewhere. Just to please. Please, I'm begging, whoever created me, don't bring me back here no more. Please, I can't do a round trip coming back here no more. This is it. It's just too many stupid people on Earth. Just too many. Planet Earth just
built with a bunch of dummies. It's just dumb motherfuckers, dumb niggas, dumb crackers, dumb everybody. Everybody just flat out just stupid. It can't get no worse than this. There's gotta be another motherfucking light at the end of the tunnel. There's gotta be a better life than this. When I come back alive, I wanna be so far away from planet Earth, man. I don't even wanna remember I was here. Just don't bring me here no more, please. No, I'm serious. Don't do that shit. That's cruelty. Don't bring me back here. Just let me go, man. I'm just so tired of being around pussy ass people. Just people, just, you know, white people are just as worse as blacks. In my eyes, we all niggas. Niggas come in all colors, shapes, forms. Everybody's a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no such thing as the black man is a nigga. No. I'm sorry. White folks niggas too. Trust me. They just as stupid as niggas do. They just... you can't even argue that fact, man. White people just as worse as niggas. They do exactly the same shit. They just do it in a different fashion. But it's the same shit. Please, I don't want to come back here no more. I be telling my wife, man, I can't wait until I just close my eyes and just never wake up. And I want to forget all this shit even exists. All this racism. All this hatred. All this stupidity. All this dumb shit. All this whining and crying. All this evil. All this fakeness. I don't ever want to see none of this shit again. I've had my fun while I was here. It was very interesting being here, but I cannot wait until I actually just leave. Lights out. Don't cry. Don't miss me. Don't eulogy me. You say goodbye and that's it. Be done with that. I'll take a goodbye. But other than that, man, don't. Just. God, I gotta get away from this planet. It's just so much confusion going on here. So much drama. So much unnecessary fuckery. And the worst thing that can ever happen to planet Earth is religion. We don't even need that shit. Why can't we all just save? The only person I believe in is myself. I believe that I can do better. We don't need no God. We don't need no preacher. Why do we have to give money to a church? It don't say nothing in the Bible about, well, when you come to church, make sure you got plenty of tens and fives, and we don't take pocket change, and the Bible don't mention none of that shit. In fact, why do we even need the goddamn Bible? We don't need none of this shit. We don't even need money. Are you telling me that if there was no money in the world, everybody would be dead? No. Why can't we everybody just help everybody? Everybody just live off the fat of the land. Why do I need money to live? So, let's just say, if there was only one person in this whole entire planet that had money, does that make him God? God ain't got no money. Jesus ain't never had no money. Moses ain't never had no money. They traded everything with food. It was back in the biblical days, it was either you had sex or you had food, baby. Nobody had no money. There was gold all around, there was silver, but for what? What even need it for? So you gonna let me go hungry? You gonna just let me starve to death because I ain't got 50 cents or a quarter? You just gonna let me die, right? You gonna let me and the rest of these billions of people just drop dead because we ain't got no money? What the fuck are these children in Africa starving for? We got enough goddamn animals that we can kill in this world to make a gazillion hamburgers. Nobody should be suffering on planet Earth, because everything should be free. We got to negotiate shit. Negotiate for what? Negotiate to feed the kids in Ethiopia? How many commercials have I seen where motherfuckers is begging to send money to feed the kids in Africa or Asia or somewhere else, but you won't feed the ones right here in America? Why do we have to send money? Why can't we just all pull our weight and just kill a whole bunch of animals and just keep slaughtering until, and keep, you know, raising animals and breeding them and slaughtering? It shouldn't, nobody shouldn't be hungry. Nobody shouldn't be rich. Nobody shouldn't be poor. Why do you even have to be rich? If you ain't got no money, you ain't got no money. You live just as much, you live just like I do. I'm just saying, why do we even need this shit? If nobody in the whole entire world had a dollar to their name, if there was no money on earth at all, are you telling me that we all gonna die? That's stupid. They didn't have money back in the caveman days. Everybody pulled their weight. Nobody really went hungry. If a person went hungry and they couldn't fend for themselves, somebody went and got it for them. Why can't we just live like back in the caveman days? Everybody just doing for themselves and doing for one another. This, you know, planet Earth is just a joke. This whole entire life on Earth is a joke. They say a man ain't happy until he dead. God damn, I'm ready to go. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to hit it. I'm ready to leave. I don't believe in heaven. I don't believe in no motherfucking hell. All that shit is man-made. You might as well go ahead and tell me Harry Potter is motherfucking real. I don't believe in nothing the Bible has to say. None of that bullshit. All that shit is just straight garbage fairy tales. That stories that were written by man on planet Earth. I don't... Man, please, get the fuck out of here. I don't give a fuck what Jesus did back in the biblical days. I don't care. I can care less. Really, I give the rats. I don't, man, get the fuck out of here. What is he doing now? Nothing. Was stinking. I don't want to hear none of this shit. I'm not a religious motherfucker. I'm just here to walk the earth, you know, play with my dick, chase some pussy, eat, sleep, and die. I've served my purpose. I'm ready to go now. Whoever created me, you can take me now. It's time to go. You can send me to my next planet now. Send me to the next planet, the next phase, because I'm sure it ain't gonna never be over with. Then I might end up on a planet that's just 10 times worse than this. I'm sure, you know, just my luck, I probably will. It's probably way worse than this on other planets. And it's probably a lot nicer than this on a lot of planets. It's just that this one here is just taking its toll on me. My blood pressure is way too high behind this shit here. Get me the fuck off planet Earth. Please, hurry up. I'm ready to go. Ain't shit more to do here. I don't, man, please. Hurry up and come get me. It's time to roll. It's time to roll, alright? It's just time to... Let's just go. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. I really am tired. I'm just ready to bounce. Real talk, I'm ready to go, man. I'm tired. I'm tired of all y'all motherfuckers. I'm just tired. It was nice meeting you people. It was very interesting, but I'm ready to go.
can't take it no more, man. I don't want to grow to be 90. That's boring. What the fuck can I do at 75, 80, 90 years old? What the fuck am I going to do? Sit around and fart and shit on myself all day? No, really. What the fuck can I do? I'm ready to go now. Shit, I'm bucking on the system. I'm ready to leave. Tired of being here, man. Every year, bitches is getting more weirder, more aggravating. People becoming more stupid every day. I'm just tired. It's enough to just make a nigga want to holler, man. I'm just tired. Whoever created me, I don't know if you a man, woman, or morphodite. I don't know who created me. However the fuck I got here. Look, when is the next train out of this motherfucker? Because I'm ready to leave planet Earth. I make sure next time my ticket is a one way. Like I say, I don't give a fuck what y'all do, what you say when I die. I can't care less. I'm just ready to go.
Stuck it, then she lets it grow. one thing I got out of it was magic I'd like to share with you. You know, it's like I was leaving and I was sitting in the hotel and a voice said to me, he said, look around, what do you see? And I said, I see all colors of people doing everything, you know. And the voice said, do you see any niggas? And I said, no. And I said, you know why? Because there aren't any. And it hit me like a shot, man. I started crying and shit. I was sitting there. I said, yeah, I've been here 3 weeks. I haven't even said it. I haven't even thought it. And it made me say, oh my God, I've been wrong. I've been wrong. I got to regroup my shit. I mean, I said, I ain't gonna never call another black man a nigga. You know, because we never was no niggas. That's a word that's used to describe our own wretchedness. And we perpetuate it now because it's dead. That word's dead. We men and women, we come from the first people on the earth. You know, the first people on the earth were black people. Because anthropologists, white anthropologists.
So the white people go, that could be true, you know.
Yeah, Dr. Leakey and them found people remains 5 million years ago in Africa. You know them motherfuckers didn't speak French. So black people, we the first people had thought, right? We was the first one to say, where the fuck am I?
And how do you get to Detroit?
So you can take it for what it's worth. I know, like, I ain't trying to preach nothing to nobody. I'm just talking about my feelings about it. And I don't want them hip white people coming to me calling me no nigga or telling me nigga jokes. I don't like it. I'm just telling you, it's uncomfortable to me. I don't like it when black people say it to me. I really don't no more. It's nothing. It don't mean nothing. So I love y'all, and you take that with you.
I guess y'all say...